I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Jamie, who are you?
This is fantastic.
There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it.
All right, here we go. So I got a story for you today. This is a good one.
Oh, boy.
So the other day, I'm sitting in my office, and I hear a screaming girl. Now, you have to be careful when you hear a screaming girl on the farm, because you really don't know if that's a screaming girl. But now that I have a little girl, I thought, is that a screaming little girl? So,
do I ever scream like a little girl?
No, you scream like a grown man. I'm kidding. Bad joke. All right, so I'm sitting here. I'm like, man, the neighbor's little girl. I hope she's okay. Just screaming every once in a while randomly, and I'm just empathetic at first, and then I'm like, I mean, someone help that child.
Is no one listening? You're not doing anything.
And I'm not doing anything. Yeah, well, there's an indictment. So finally, I'm like, man, maybe it's not the little girl from next door. So I walk outside, and I'm kind of listening, and I'm like, what is that sound? And I begin to look around, and I'm like, that almost sounds like a goat. Like, right? Worse, little girl. I was like, daddy.
Aww.
So I'm looking everywhere. I see nothing. And I'm like, this is so strange. So finally, I keep waiting and I listen. And it's like Marco Polo, like warmer, warmer. Oh, not wrong direction. Finally, I get closer and closer. And over not too far from my office, in this big water trough, where it's kind of slanted on a hill, so the water is off, you know, like slope. And there is our little goat, Santiago.
Oh, he's our newest.
Our newest little goat. And Santiago...
He was in the water?
Was in the water and soaked. And now I realize I'm such a bad person because he's been in there for at least an hour while I've been hearing this crying out. And I'm instantly like, oh, my word. So I went to lunch, and I thought about... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my word. Like, all of a sudden now, I was just like, are you crazy?
No, I didn't do that. So I went around, and he somehow has been keeping his head above the water because he's so small, and this water tank is absolutely full. It's like a 6 or 8 foot across water tank. And just a little bit above the water, he can get up, but he's drenched. So he's clearly been tired. He goes underwater. He's been screaming. He cuts back above water.
Oh,
I'm just feel terrible.
This is the worst story.
And I get him out, and he is just shivering, so cold. And I'm like, oh my word, is he beyond hope? Like, oh no. And he's like limping. He's like dragging his back leg, and I'm just like, this is terrible. And now I feel bad because I didn't act sooner. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna help this little guy. So I go and get a towel. And obviously, I try and wrap it around him, but he's like, get off me. Raise above my business.
Don't touch me.
And then he runs into the chicken coop and hides behind this little baby chicken coop in our chicken coop. And now I'm like having a hard time getting to him. But I'm like, buddy, I'm going to help you. He's in the sun now, so I feel good about that. And I go get a towel and I walk over to him and I kind of just put the towel on him and he sits down.
Aww.
He's still shivering and he slowly starts to warm up. Then I run to the barn. I'm like, if I was cold and shivering, nearly drowned, what would I want? I would want grain, of course. That's what I would want. I would want grain.
You don't even eat grain.
Yeah. So I went and got him some grain, and I sat down beside him, just letting him feed out of my hand. And he's just eating it up, loving it. And slowly but surely, I'm like, okay, I think he's okay. I'm going to leave him here for a little while. I go away for a little bit. Come back and he's frolicking around, jumping on everything with all his goat homeboys and homegirls. And man, it just taught me, be observant. Don't assume you know what's going on. Don't brush it off. I think in the world today, we live in so many elements of noise on our phones, on the computer, on the TV, on the radio. We're bombarded with all this noise and so many different definitions of that word. That it's really important to still know how to listen.
That's pretty powerful.
So yeah, well, thank you, wife.
No, I'm just thinking, like, it's really true. Like, we get so distracted and everything. And here's the thought is that here you're relating it to an animal, right? And that, you know, living here and having all our animals and doing everything, there is a degree of responsibility, right, that we have, I feel like, to the animals. And, you know, even if you're we're consumed in what we're doing here and we're not paying attention to the animals, it's like that's not fair to them, you know.
Right.
And so that trough, you know, it's interesting because that trough kind of ties into a different story. It's a different podcast where we wanted a big pool for our ducks to swim in. And we ended up not being able to get the pool we wanted. And so our cousin Zane felt bad that we didn't have a trough for the ducks. I guess he didn't know we did have one, but he brought us this trough and it's massive. So we have it here in the yard. And that's not even something I would think the goats could even get into nor want to get into.
No, I mean, he had to jump up, get on the ledge, and trip.
I know. Now I'm just like, oh man. And so it is that sort of thing, you know, when you have animals, you have to be aware of a lot of different things and not just their surroundings in terms of safety and things like that. Cause that is not something I thought would be an issue with any of the animals.
No, not at all.
It's the fact that animals have like feelings and personalities. And if you are around them enough, you'll get to kind of learn what those are, and you'll know if something's off or if there's a weird interaction or if something's not working. It made me think of like animals having feelings and him probably feeling cold and scared that he fell in that water and you comforting him. I think animals and humans have such a bond that's unlike anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone like has a bond with like their dog or cat because that's the common animals that we interact with. But seeing these farm animals, which are, I guess, less domesticated per se, and them develop relationships and cohabitate. Is it cohabit? Is it how you say that?
Yeah,
cohabitate, so. Or coexist together in their own little world is really quite fun to watch. I just noticed the other day, Percy, our alpaca, he's our little brown fuzzy. He looks like a teddy bear. Well, no longer. He got all this fiber cut off and he looks not
like
as
the opposite
cute.
Of a teddy bear.
Not as, what is
an abused teddy bear of a little terror child ripping all its hair out. That's what he looks like right now.
Well, Ruby, our goat, she is a pygmy. She is an all black little pygmy. She's a year and a half old. I have noticed has taken a liking to Percy, and it's really hysterical. Like, I walked out, I've seen it three times now where I have walked out. One, she was like rubbing all up on him, like walked up to him and was... Jared's adding serenading our talk.
Sorry.
Ruby walked up to Percy and like rubbed up against his legs, which was so funny. And then the other day I walked out and they were laying like side by side right next to each other, like sunning. And that's a goat and an alpaca,
awesome.
Which is not even a, you know. And then we've got the other unlikely pair is Milo. Oh, man, we never named that chicken. I think it's just chicken.
I think it's Lilo. Milo and Lilo.
But it's a girl, the chicken, Lila.
Milo and Lila.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme, though. I see what you were doing there. Never mind.
No.
Milo is our duck that hatched last year, and we didn't have a buddy for it, so Jared went to good old Tractor Supply and got us an extra chicken just so that Milo would have someone to grow up with. And this chicken and duck... A chicken and a duck, that should be a children's book. They go everywhere together, and it's the
they
it's
do.
The
it's
best
so cute.
Thing. So at night, this chicken, it's one of, I call it the offenders. So anytime there's a chicken that strays away from the coop area and flies over the fence, I call it an offender. And we've had quite a few of them, and Jared has really, really been upset with me
over our chicken saga that continues. I thought I was helping the issue and no chickens were flying over the fence anymore, but alas, this one still does. But the duck follows this chicken everywhere. And if the chicken perches up at night, the duck wants to be like right below it. And it's just really cute to see that animals have emotions and that I feel like they have feelings. And you know, sometimes when I look at the donkeys and I'm like holding, you know, looking in their eyes, and it's like, I think they know what I'm thinking. You know, I think they interact. And the best thing even now has been to see Felix, our little alpaca that was just born like a week ago, and how he has now interacted with the group, and he's around the chickens and the ducks and just with his mom, and how Alpaquita has just naturally just, I don't know, has her mom instincts kicked in and all those things. So I think if you're considering getting an animal or a farm animal or, you know, having a homestead or whatnot, just take into consideration that they're more than just, you know, they have little personalities and they have little characters. Like Tom, for example, Tom follows me everywhere. It's hysterical.
That's true.
Like it's the turkey, Tom. If I go in the coop area and I start walking around, he'll just like strut. Like he's massive. I don't know how much he weighs. How much do turkeys end up weighing? I've not picked him up in a while. He's like Giselle, the girl turkey's heavy on her own, but he is a chunk.
I thought it was interesting when you asked a lot of people what was their main motivators for raising chickens. The top one, I think, was their different personalities.
You're so right.
Mm-hmm.
We did poll to see, like, why do you even want to have chickens?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It was about their personalities, their unique, fun personality. And ours, definitely. I mean, there's variety. Oh, the last thing I remembered I was going to share about talking about this whole thing about animals and their personalities. We have, like, a group... No, a team effort egg hatching situation happening right now. So, which I think is fascinating. I would be curious to know if anyone else, I don't know, has had this happen. So in the coop, the ducks made a nest on the ground, right? Okay. Then the little silky chicken laid eggs, and then the turkey laid eggs.
All next to each other.
Yeah, so it's one nest, one clutch. Like you call a group of eggs a clutch.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a clutch of eggs. But it's a mixed clutch because it's got like all the different kinds. And all these feathered moms want to be on the eggs at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So... the duck is on there. If the duck gets up for a minute, the chicken comes. If the chicken gets up, the turkey comes. And the turkey's the biggest surface area, right? So she covers all of them. But if it's just the duck, there's like a little space to the side. The chicken is next to the duck. It's like they're all, it is like a team effort. And I'm curious to see what happens. Because I'm kind of letting them do their thing. You know, I'm trying to let nature, I don't know, I try to not interfere too much per se, but it's just really cool to see. I have seen the chickens do it where they are broody and they're on eggs and they get up and then another chicken comes and they almost take turns, which wouldn't that be cool? No, well, I was going to say if you're pregnant and you can take a break and somebody else, like you rotate, that would be weird though. I thought it through after I said
futuristic movie.
Yeah, like thinking about it, then I realized that it just was not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned, I think, some of the greatest life lessons on like loyalty and friendship and all that from animals. And I think we can say that we probably learn something every week from them and from their interactions. And they squabble and they have their moments, I guess, as humans do as well. But for the most part, animals don't care what each other looks like. They don't care, you know, who is where or who is doing what. They're just happy being together. And I think we could probably take some notes.
Preach it, sister.
Notes from the farm.
From the farm life.
From the farmily.
That's right.
From the farm life. So, yeah. Well, I'm sure we will have some other details and fun stuff coming up soon, especially in our little newest alpaca, Felix. If you haven't seen him, you must look, because he's like so cute. But
pretty cute.
From our Farmily, happy Farmily to yours. We're always so grateful for you to follow along and listen, and we will be back.